Hi there, Julian here, and welcome to Confidence Quick Start, overcoming the three fears of great English speaking. What is this course? Well, this mini course. What are you going to learn? The idea behind this course is quite simple. If you are not confident when you speak English, you won't sound good. It doesn't matter if you're a very advanced level and you speak very fluently and very perfectly. If you're not confident, it will show and your speaking will fail to have the kind of the impact and the quality that you want it to have. However, in the same way, even a pretty low-level person, maybe a high beginner or intermediate-level person, who makes a lot of mistakes, is not that fluent, but is very confident when they are speaking, will make a really great impression, a much, much better impression. And to give you an example of this, I actually have a private student, and she is she's a high school student. And yeah, she's a very high level for a high school student. But, you know, Japanese high school students tend to be at a fairly low level anyway. So she's what? High beginner, low intermediate at best. She makes a lot of mistakes. She's not very fluent. However, she is a very, very confident person. She projects confidence when she speaks. And when she speaks in English, I mean, you don't notice the mistakes she makes. You don't notice that she isn't that high of a level. Because what she says has impact. It leaves a very positive impression. Now, she is a very naturally a very confident person. Some of us are lucky. We are naturally confident people. Others, probably most of us, me included, are not naturally confident people. And that's fine. I struggled with confidence for a long time. I am quite a shy person. And again, I struggled with that for a long time. Not now, though. Mainly because of overcoming three key fears, as it were. And those are what I'm going to teach in this course. This course has two parts. This kind of introductory video, and then a longer video where I'm going to go over these three points in detail. This course is not designed to be comprehensive. Rather, this is designed to be an 80-20 approach to speaking English confidently. If you are familiar with the Pareto principle, that states that 80% of the result will always come from 20%, just 20% of the effort. My idea here, my goal here, is to get you 80% of the result for just 20% of the time and effort. And the way we're going to do that is by eliminating these three key fears. What are these three key fears? The first is the fear of failure. The second is the fear of rejection. And the third is the fear of embarrassment. These three fears are fundamental to confidence, or to a lack of confidence. They are connected with any kind of fear that you might have about speaking English, or really any kind of situation where you feel less than confident. And if you can overcome these three fears, you will make a massive change disproportionate to the amount of effort that you put in. Again, we're going for 80% of the results from just 20% of the effort here. And it'll have a huge impact on the way that you speak and the way that you use English. How do we overcome these three fears? Well, it's quite simple, really. So the fastest way to overcome them is to notice them. And to notice them, we have to be aware of them. So by becoming aware of what these key fears are, and that's what I'm going to be covering in part two, exactly what they are. By being aware of them, you will start to notice them in yourself, in your own life, when you're speaking English or whatever the situation might be. Because although we're really talking about speaking English or using English here, because I'm an English teacher, you're an English learner, so obviously we're going to be talking about learning English. But actually, these things are fundamental. This is a fundamental thing, and it will have an effect on all areas of your life, not just your English. So by being aware and understanding what these three fears are, you will start to notice them in yourself, in your life, whatever the situation. And when you start to notice them, you can start to take action to overcome them. But you can't take action to overcome them until you notice them. And you can't notice them until you're aware of them. And that is the goal of that course, to get you aware of them. And then at the end of part two, I'm going to finish up with kind of an action plan so you can get on and get over these fears as quickly and as effectively as possible. What is fear? Fear has a very clear evolutionary function for human beings. If you go back kind of a long, 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 long way, back to the time of our ancient, 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 ancient ancestors, to the time when we were wearing animal skins and living in caves. Danger was a very, very real thing. We could be killed by bears, saber-toothed tigers, trampled by mammoths. You know, the dangers were uncountable. Fear served to protect us. Fear would help us to pump us full of adrenaline. Well, of course, this still happens now. It would pump us full of adrenaline, and it would give us that edge we needed to either fight or to run for our lives. Without that fear, the human race wouldn't have lasted long. We would have been wiped out in no time at all. But as the times changed, and we've moved through the ages into this modern world, those dangers became less and less. There are still dangers in this world, of course. Got to be careful of people with guns and knives, and, you know, there are dangers now that didn't exist a long time ago, getting hit by a car, for example. But on the whole, we are not in as much physical danger as we used to be. But throughout our evolution, at some point, we developed the ego, pride. And at that same time, we began to confuse kind of this fear of physical danger with a fear of attacks on our ego, on our pride. And at that time, that is also the time when we started to really care about what people think of us, about our reputation, of our pride. We began to fear attacks on our pride, on our reputation. And that is how we ended up with this kind of this fear of these three things, this fear of failure, this fear of rejection, and this fear of embarrassment. And they are very unfair, because when you become embarrassed, it affects us physically, and it affects our performance. You start to get nervous, you start to get kind of edgy. Your heart starts to beat faster, your breathing will become shallow, you start to sweat, you your mind kind of goes blank, almost white. You can't think straight. Our performance goes down. And our performance going down enhances the fear. It makes things worse. We get into a worse and worse state. It's like a downhill spiral. We feel fear, so we can't perform well. We can't perform well, so we feel more fear, and it goes down and down and down and down and down, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And until we just completely break down and things fail to work. But the solution is quite simple. And this is important. The solution is simply learning to let go. Simply learning to not care what people think. That solution is very, very simple. But applying it to our lives, putting it into practice, yeah, that's not so simple. But again, it all starts with awareness. Awareness and noticing. When you become aware of these kind of these fears that we have and of why they are not really things to fear, and we start to notice them in ourselves and we start to overcome them, then we have the opposite of this spiral. We start to spiral up. We feel good, so we become more confident. We become more confident, so we start to perform better. And because we perform better, we become even more confident. And the more confident we get, the better we perform. And it just goes up and up and up and up. And it's the exact opposite of the problem we had before. So, that is about it for the introduction, the first part of this course. In the next part, we're going to take a very detailed look at these three fears. And I'm going to give you some examples, some stories from my life, so that you can see these fears in action. And hopefully, you can learn from the mistakes that I made and from these stories from my life and see how dumb the things that I did really were and why it's kind of a mistake to think like that. So, without further ado, let's finish part one and get on to part two.